Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm Dennis Wu in a room full of guests, including our very own Russ Chianelli. Hi, Russ.
Hello, how are you? We have a very interesting show today, and we have our food expert, Keely, back with us today. And she has a group of people here that's called Cross Border Cuisine. Keely, tell us about that. Who are they?
This is a group of young adults that I'm extremely proud of. These kids are from the IB program in Coronado High School. We've been working for the last couple of months very closely together on bringing a what we call cross-border cuisine. We're trying to initiate some cooking programs to try to help to teach people how to cook on a budget and to try and cook healthy, because obviously with the adolescent diabetes and so many health problems that we're now facing here in El Paso, a lot of families are resorting to fast food for the cost. And what we want to do is to try and show them that there's a possibility to cook on a budget and cook healthy.
Okay, let me start introducing them. Alejandra, please tell us a little bit about yourself and where you go to school and so on.
I'm currently an IB student at Coronado High School. I'm a junior, and I do a lot of debates.
Debates on what to eat next?
Sure, possibly. You know, I'm really excited about this program because I feel like it would have a very positive impact in the community.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay, next to you.
My name is Alex Davila. I also go to Coronado High School, and I'm also in the IB program. And a little bit about myself, I believe very firmly in this project, and not only this project kind of apply to this community, but it applies to a lot of different, maybe perhaps countries and different areas where families think that just because fast food is perhaps cheaper, that it is better to buy it perhaps every day. But I think that we can really change people's minds, and we can make them see that eating healthy at a cost-effective budget can really change someone's life.
Are you also a junior there?
Yes, junior.
Okay, and to your right. Okay, next, Andrea, tell us about yourself
a little bit. Well, I'm also in the IB program in Coronado. I'm also a junior in Coronado. And I do think that this project will really help the community and make an impact, not only locally, but also globally. I think this is like a starting point to make an effect around the world, not just here in the community. But
very good. And next to Andrea, we have Mauricio, who is the mathematician of the group.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that, but all right. I'm good at, I like math, but, well, you know. Well, my name is Mauricio. Much like my colleagues, I'm also a junior in the IB program at Coronado. And I also think that this project, because I've seen it in many places, much of the time at home, just watching my brother, maybe he preferring fast food over healthy food. Maybe because it's faster, but no, I think we can change that.
Okay, and next on Mauricio's right, we have another guest, and you look like you're more than a junior.
No.
Just a little.
Please, Andrew.
My name's Andrew Miller, and I'm the restaurant manager for Keely and Italians. I just want to say that we are honored and very proud of these students to be working with them side by side in a project like this, especially in the growing food scene here in El Paso. I think it could be very beneficial, I think we can get a lot out of it. We've had a lot of a very big response from it, and we're very proud.
Okay, thank you. And Keely, tell us a little bit, please, how you got involved in this.
Alejandra, or Ali, or as she's known in Italians as Little Chef, she worked in my kitchen for a short period of time last year, just kind of wanting to get the feel of what a commercial kitchen is really like. She realized it was a total reality show and had a lot of fun, I believe. But so she approached me about this project and she said, you know, Chef, would you be interested in helping us out? And I was extremely excited because I'm going to let them explain more to you about it. What I see in El Paso is, as you know, I work as a chef, I own a restaurant, and I also work part-time for Weight Watchers. There is definitely a need for some kind of education towards healthy eating here in El Paso. The fast food, I totally get it. When a family works, mother and father works, they have 3-4 kids at home, you know, it's so easy to pick stuff up on a cheap menu. But what they don't realize is the health side of things is not so good. I mean, we have the highest rate of juvenile diabetes here in the country, and that makes me so sad because as Ali knows, because she's worked side by side with me, as has Andrew, you can make healthy food so fast, and we can keep it on a budget. And these kids have been out. I've given them all homework. I've sent them out to different stores, you know, find out the protein costs, find out the produce costs. Let's approach, you know, local growers. Let's try and keep everything local, because I'm very big on that. And these kids have come back, and we are hopefully going to be able to put together meals for four at $8 or under, which will compete with any fast food restaurant out there.
Very interesting. So, Ali, yes, you sort of look like the leader of the group here that got them involved with Keeley. So why don't you tell us a little bit how you got involved? And then I would think that since you know these people better, maybe you can ask specific questions that you might think they would be good at.
To my group? Well, you know, my dad has been involved in the community for a long time, and he has been telling me, since I was a freshman, to, you know, to try to get out there and leave a mark before I leave to college. So I had always had in the back of my mind an idea of a way to have a good effect in the community dealing with food, because that is something I really do love. When we had this task of creating our own community service and project that could encompass any facet of the community, that's when it really clicked, the way for me to incorporate, you know, food and incorporate it into a way that would actually have a great impact in the community through this cooking program called Cross Border Cuisine. And here we have Alex. I mean, he could tell us a little bit more about the specifics of the cooking program as to the actual lesson plans and such.
Well, right now we are looking at the cooking classes to be held locally at our Coronado High School. We've already decided where less the kitchen's going to be, the pots and pans we're going to use. And right now, as Ali said, well, we're trying to teach healthier cooking, and we're also looking into this time management where we can show adults specifically as we're targeting, because they affect not only themselves but the families as well. And that cooking ahead will also lead to having perhaps leftovers for multiple days, in which you can eat healthy and prepare food ahead of time, whereas fast food, you have to go out and buy it every day, runs out quickly. And I think what we're doing for our classes right now is we'll probably be looking at two times a month, and that we would be in incorporating these different techniques into our classes.
That's definitely a huge part of the program, but we also want to make it a little bit more fun, and that this is where Chef Keeley would come in.
I'm fun.
She has some some great ideas, fun ideas. For instance, you know, she mentioned one time when we were meeting with her an idea for an activity for the classes where she would bring in a pound's worth of fat to show them just how
much it weighs, basically, and grotesque
and
it looks.
Yeah, I mean, just to, you know, give them kind of an idea of how unhealthy foods can be without even realizing it. So I think we can incorporate a lot of fun ideas and really make this a very interactive program.
Well, Keeley, where did you get the fat? What kind of was? I mean, it's fat
you know,
and fat.
But you know what? My thing is, you know that, like, gross ready-made icing that they sell in the stores? Well, if you put it in a Ziploc bag and you weigh a pound of it and you kind of touch it and feel it, that's what you're putting into your body. So every time someone loses a pound, which is a very positive thing, I want to say this is what you're going to be taking out.
This is how much you lost.
This is what you're taking out of your body. Okay, and we're going to replace that with healthy muscle. We're going to focus on protein. And, you know, here in El Paso, I mean, believe me, I am a huge lover, as you know, and I'm sure the listeners do. I'm a huge lover of Mexican food, don't get me wrong. But there has to be a way to cook healthy. And I think myself and these kids, we can determine that. I know Andrew's working very closely with the kids because I only have so much time to be able to offer them. But he's working on their page. He's working on their fundraisers. And so we really want to put these kids out there because apart from the fact I'm extremely proud of them, but they're all children. They're 16. I hate to say that, guys. They're all 16 years old, and they have already recognized the problem that we have here on the border.
Yeah, okay. Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do every day with them?
Well, let's see. The last time that we met up, we worked on their Facebook page. So me and Keeley helped them figure out ways to get more likes.
So can you give us the URL so we can all go back and look at it?
Yeah, the name for the page on Facebook is Cross Border Cuisine, spelled as it sounds. And that's where we have most of our information. And we do have a website as well.
And that would be cross-bordercuisine.weebly.com. And that website also has a link to the Facebook page as well.
Okay. Please continue, Andrew.
So we've been working on that. We've got a couple of our foodie friends involved. So we have a good friend, Annie Pettis, and she's been pushing it for us. We've got a couple of other of our friends involved.
My thing is that we have a Facebook page, and you can also find their link on our Facebook page. But for these kids at their age, so social media for everyone is a big thing, but especially to target the kids of their age. And the cooking classes that we plan on putting together and we plan on teaching, we want them to be fun. And we also want to involve 16, 17-year-olds, even younger, to want to get in the kitchen and make food and understand the benefits from eating healthy opposed to fast foods, understand where you're going to save money, and just let's get El Paso a little healthier. That's what we really need to do.
Very, very interesting. Okay, Mauricio, what part are you going to be doing?
As far as my responsibilities in the group, I'm the treasurer.
Well, that's good.
You didn't bring your money in with you, did you?
No, not today.
But on saying that, he's going to have a big responsibility because this Sunday we're having a fundraiser at Italian, so he's going to be in charge of that, right?
Collecting all the money.
Yes.
How about bitcoins? Will you take those?
They'll take anything, believe me.
Okay, so you're the treasurer, and that means you have a lot of sort of written work to do. Do you actually have a notebook or something you devote to this, or a notebook is kind of an old-fashioned thing, but how do you keep records?
Well, in the class, we have a notebook that pretty much has our project, our mission statement, I don't know, documentation of when we've met, what we've done so far, what we need to do next.
Okay, and Andrea, your turn now. What are you going to do?
Well, I keep track of all the recipes that we're going to be teaching in the class, and hopefully by the end of the class, by the end of the course, we'll be able to make a cookbook.
That's our big thing, is we want to put a cookbook out, yes.
Okay, under your name.
Under our name.
I want them to leave a legacy behind. Yeah. When they all go off to their phenomenal colleges, they need to leave a legacy.
Where do you get the recipes from?
Well, we're looking right now. The classes don't start until 2 months from now, I believe.
About.
So the cooking classes are going to start in 2 months? And each one of you is actually going to be teaching it?
Yes.
Well, Keely would be the main instructor. However, we would be involved in the activities, helping out the students.
But this is going to be at the high school, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're sitting here. I know that our producer, Dennis Wu, is drooling because he's waiting for some of the recipes, as I am. Can you give us an example, somebody?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, for instance,
spaghetti and meatballs.
Andrew,
in my mind too, Andrew. Thank you.
That could definitely be one of the recipes. It doesn't have to be completely loaded with grease. There's a way to make it a little bit lighter and a little bit healthier for the people at home. So that's definitely something we could incorporate, as it's a very popular dish.
Well, I think when you're working with Keely here, then you have to have gourmet health food. I always argue with my wife because she wants to get this funny spaghetti that's not really pasta, And I say, it's not pasta. Call it something else. Because there is a desire to cook well and healthy at the same time. And I think some people, when they think about healthy food, they think of something that's ugh.
And you know what? Yeah. That is such a misconception. On Sunday, we are having a fundraiser at Italian's. It's actually going to be a spaghetti and meatball dinner.
At what time? Just give us the details.
It's going to be 6 p.m. on Sunday, and we'll give you the number to call later. I'm so excited. I'm having a dinner. We're having a silent auction. These kids have gone out and raised so much from local businesses that have wanted to donate to them. We actually have the Coronado High School Quartet. We'll be playing live music. So it's going to be a wonderful evening with the auction and everything else. And I'm also going to be doing a cooking demo.
Oh, I see.
And the cooking demo that I will be doing will actually take 8 minutes. So I'm going to be showing people how in 8 minutes to cook a healthy, filling, satisfying meal.
And can you tell us, give us a hint? What is it going to be?
It's going to be it's going to be a lot of seasonal vegetables, and this is something that we want to work on, is when people go out to shop, they need to concentrate on seasonal. That's where they'll find the best prices. Hit up local farmers markets. Get in contact with local growers. this is where people can, and it's not only being healthy, it's a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah. You know,
and these kids, I'm going to be pulling a couple of these kids on Sunday. They're going to have to prep the food because I'm not doing everything. I'm a chef. I don't prep anymore, Rush.
Yes,
you know that.
Right.
So, I'm above that now.
Who's going to do the dishes, Andrew?
Probably.
Well, let me ask another question, because a lot of people, you know, when they think of healthy food, they think of vegans, you know? And when you think about that, do you think about only eating vegetables, or do you think of, can you include meat?
Well, no. I think a big part of that is that misconception is that proteins are especially healthy. There's a lot of meat that you can have that you can cook well that will be just as healthy as anything else. You know, this misconception that anything healthy has to be just nothing but vegetables, light meals, that's not true. And I think that there's a cooking demo that Chef's going to show us on Sunday that you can, you'll definitely see a change in that kind of conception.
Okay, the other thing I would like to ask about, and I have lots of questions, but you all grew up. Any of you have memories of eating something really greasy and bad that you have on the bad list?
That they probably really enjoyed.
They probably really enjoyed. Give us an example. I mean, Andrea, you look like you're thinking of something that...
Nothing comes to mind, actually. My mom always cooked at home. I've always eaten healthy foods, really. Nothing comes to mind.
Anybody?
Well, growing up in a Mexican household, you do have a lot of, you know, greasy, delicious meals. Like, I think my favorite, the greasiest, I think, was they would make, like, these fried chicken tacos with fried beans and fried, like...
Everything fried. Even the water's fried, right?
Just kidding, but yeah.
Well, comment about that, because I love fried fruit. Is that always bad? I mean, is there any way of making it healthy?
Fried food implies, you know, a lot of grease, although it maybe there's...
Supposing you use safflower oil or something like that.
No, you go, you know what, now the whole FDA thing with the trans fats that, they, you know, they're going to be banning pretty soon. I was approached, actually, and someone said to me, do you use any trans fats in your restaurant? And I don't, and it wasn't intentional. I didn't realize that I didn't use trans fats. But peanut oil, if you put peanut oil in your fryer, that's a great way to fry things. But come on, at the end of the day, everybody's got to love a little lard.
Oh, yeah.
What we're trying to say is, okay, this is a great way to eat healthy. We want to promote eating healthy. But at the same time, you've got to have bad days. You've got to have cheat days. You've got to have days when you run out and, you know, you grab your famous favorite burger, or, you know, grandma's going to make the tortilla chips in lard. And you can't beat that. You can't beat good lard.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I want to say. I mean, we live here on the border. We have phenomenal restaurants both here and in Juarez. And, you know, we need to support local, but what we're trying to say is, you know, with the health problems that we do have now in young people, let's just try and approach it in a different way. I mean, you know, you can have cheat days, but not every day.
Well, you know, being a chemist, and I also love to cook, so I'd say, you know, there are certain French dishes you must put butter in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just use mass balance. Eat half.
Exactly.
You know, so that question of how much you eat as well, too.
I mean, I have an Italian restaurant. You think I don't use heavy cream? You think I don't use butter? And I'm one of those people, it's like, I'm going to use butter rather than margarine.
Yeah,
That is something I'm going to turn my back on. You know, I'm going to take the extra calories, the extra fat, but I'm going to go with the real thing.
Okay. You know, there's lots of questions we have. Let me ask you each, starting over here with Mauricio, what are your plans after high school?
Well,
if you have them already.
Well, I still don't know. I'm still looking into various careers.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to be fixed right away on that.
No.
Andrea?
I'm looking into languages, maybe to be a translator. That's something that's really interested me.
Yeah, that sounds something that I always thought was pretty difficult, you know, to be able to translate. So you would say Spanish, English, or how about learning Chinese? All the symbols and so on. Okay.
Like Mauricio, I'm also pretty unsure about what I'm looking forward to do after high school, but I think more or less I would like to lean on something with perhaps business, maybe with something on the side too. I think that's what I'm kind of leaning on.
And last but not least?
Although I'm interested in both business and law, I think I'd probably go and get a business major so I have a more broad background before I actually go into law school, but that's mostly what I'm planning to do after high school.
Okay, so we have two undecideds and two decideds, so I think that's quite interesting.
You haven't asked me what I want to do when I grow up.
Andrew was
or
next.
Andrew doesn't know either what he wants to do when he grows up.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, I just know that, because I had worked in a restaurant business, that it's not easy. It's a difficult, but it can be very satisfying. And one of the things that I learned from Keely was that when I was there one night, after she's got everybody served, she sits back and looks and gets the pleasure out of the fact that she cooked and people are enjoying it.
That's that. You know what? And I think I've said this before when I've been with you guys. You go out and you see somebody take that first bite, because remember, the first bite is the ultimate. Everything after that doesn't matter. It's that first bite, and that's when you see the expression on people's faces. And if they take that bite and you see it, an expression of pleasure, I'm good. And I know that Andrew has the same thing. You know, because you're a phenomenal client of ours, Russ. We have this whole thing where we want to know who our clients are. We want to know what they expect. We want to give them the best of what we can. And so, that's what we aim to do.
Well, I think it's a very wonderful thing that you're doing here, all of you. And I'm really curious about this more and more, because I'm waiting to hear the recipes. You know, anybody going to give us some last recipes, or is it a secret?
We also are trying to keep it on the down low. We don't want to.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We don't want to.
But this is not the last you will hear of these kids, I can assure you. These four kids here that started this project and just thought it was a school project, but I'm telling you, these four kids here are so intelligent, so enthusiastic, and so devoted to this cause that they are definitely going to leave a legacy behind them. And Andrew and I are so proud and honored to be working with them. And this Sunday we do have the fundraiser. So if you're interested in tickets, you can call 915-400-4550. Or
you can also call 915-603-6743.
Okay, well, as I'm sitting here talking about food, and I love Mexican food, and I like being on the border here, I love huevos rancheros. Can you make that healthy?
We're going to try.
I mean, you're going to talk about eggs. I mean, are eggs banned?
You know what? Russ, you and I are probably more or less the same generation. I grew up with my grandmother that made me eggs every single morning for the first 16 years of my life. I have never had bad cholesterol. So you tell me what the deal is. You know, people say, I'm not going to eat eggs because, my cholesterol. But then they'll go out and eat something that is five times unhealthy. You know, it's all in moderation.
Yeah.
Life is everything is in moderation. And so if, as I said, we want to get you healthy, but at the same time, you need to have your cheat days. These diets that consist of no carbs or none of this or none of that, I'm totally against, because all you're going to do is deprive yourself, and then you're going to want it more. So everything is equal balance.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely. And as a scientist, I think, too, all my family who's on the East Coast right now, in snow and ice and all that, fat has its attributes.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why the body did it, so that if you ran out of food, you had something stored.
Exactly. But, we're not trying to tell everybody that they have to give up everything, as far as the pleasures and the gourmet pleasures in life. But we're just trying to say, hey, let's just cut down a little bit on the running home and grabbing a pizza and a 2-liter bottle of Coke on your way home. Let's try and plan your week for you so we make your life easier and healthier. And hopefully your fat family will benefit from it.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting to me, because when you, Ali, were talking about, maybe business, you can almost predict that there would be coming a fast food health food, where you go and you're getting something healthy. Did you ever think about that as a business?
Yeah, I mean, I've also wanted to be a chef. Maybe in the future, I might actually take up that offer, but you're actually starting to see that even here in El Paso. Like, for instance, the Healthy Pizza Company, I think that's a good example of healthy fast food, where you just go in, you get a healthy pizza in a couple minutes, and you're set for...
I was thinking more of somebody handing you a pepper that was stuffed with greens or something.
healthy chilirriedo.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? I'm not going to give up my chilirriedos.
No, I'm not either.
My burrito chilirriedo for breakfast is the best.
Okay, I think it's time now that we got 3 minutes. Are there any more questions that we have or anything that you would like to say to the audience about your event that's coming up?
We hope that you can join us in this this great event that we're pursuing, and we're definitely excited that we're going to be able to make this this great impact in the community and hopefully actually change the way people view their lifestyles.
Well, I hope you bring in this mass balance, question that I always bring in. You know, make it really kind of delicious, but eat half of it.
Healthier takes, yeah.
And I think that, just what you were saying, I think people forget that,
They do. And, I always say to some of my clients, if you want dessert, have dessert. Just take one bite and pass it on, because it's that one first bite that is the ultimate. After that, nothing else counts.
Well, we could have a government rule that you can only have one bite.
You never know. You never know. But on Sunday, I extend this invitation to everybody in El Paso to please come and support these kids. I'm so very, very proud of them. I feel like they're my children. I don't know if Andrew feels the same way, but they've worked so hard. And every time Andrew or I give them a task, they come back with the task completed. We have a phenomenal silent auction going on with some great names. It's going to be spaghetti meatballs. We're going to have Coronado kids playing live music. I mean,
More about the silent auction. What is involved with that?
Melissa, you guys have picked up some good people. Like, I know Hal Marcus, he donated a painting. The author, Rebecca Downey, who works here at UTEP, she donated a couple signed books for them. We're donating some gift certificates.
The chef's table.
The chef's table. I know a lot of local businesses have come in and support them with the whole thing. So I don't know if you guys want to say some of the people out there who have supported you.
Yeah, Fetch Clothing. They provided us with this really great gift basket that I'm sure a lot of young girls would would love to have. And we do have several, some jewelry from the store Fascia and
Pure denim, I believe.
Gift card from them as well.
All right. I want to say thanks to all of you. Mauricio, thank you for being here.
No, thank you.
Andrea, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Alex?
Thank you, and we hope that everybody come here to support us.
Ali?
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
And Andrew, thank you for bringing them.
Always a pleasure, Russ.
And of course, as usual, it's great to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure. I always have a great time when I come here. And Dennis, enjoy the shirt, okay? It was made especially for you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you, and thanks to Dennis Wu, our producer.
Thank you.
The fundraiser for Cross Border Cuisine is tomorrow night at Italians at 5830 North Mesa. You can find them on the website, italiansdoesitfresher.com. You can also find Cross Border Cuisine at cross-bordercuisine.webly.com or Facebook them. Their page is Cross Border Cuisine. If you need ticket information, 915-400-4550 or 915-603-6743. All of that information is on our website now at ktep.org. Just click on the listen button, find the archives for El Paso Primetime, and that's where this show and that information will be. Join us again next time for another edition of El Paso Primetime. Time.